Popper took previous class history as his model, saw the truth of Plato's analysis, that the master class seemed capable of rending itself endlessly with squabbles, that the master class would tear itself to pieces, and that we would figure out, as they did so, how to maneuver and manipulate those squabbles and rise to the top in time as we incrementally learned how to rein in power. But we have now the advantage of a further 75 years of testing Popper's sanguine hopes. Sanguine even though the big boots marched and nation after nation spawned dictators. And today we see the dictatorships hidden and paraded still hold sway over the majority of people on the globe. And as an aside, on the 13th, I listened to an interview with the heroic Mark Klein, who I sure hope is being hosted royally at numerous speaking engagements across the country, if not the globe. His courage was never held up and celebrated as the model of heart, which it clearly was. He's the man who learned when he was working at an AT&T facility in San Francisco in their internet room that directly below that room was a secret room in which had been installed a splitter where, you know, you just send all of the data that comes in and it's like a fork in the road. One end goes to NSA. And of course, it was a secret. And Klein learned about this splitter, what AT&T was doing, and was a whistleblower, exposed the fact. AT&T never punished. And Mark Klein estimates that there's probably 15 to 20 such secret rooms right now all across the country. He spoke out in 2007. 6 years later, nothing has changed. Except I've no doubt Mark Klein has been forced to pay a hefty price in health and peace of mind. So those who can, those who have the luxury of a sweet spot in the matrix, play pretend they live in a democracy, and those that can't are punished. But even more telling than this parade of dictatorships is that the earth is progressively trashed and its bounty progressively stashed in the coffers of the few. The effluent slops over onto the privileged states, the ones designated to be winners, and the losers get to watch their children scream in hunger and cry out in thirst. So the vantage of those three-quarter century years can now inform our thinking. And those who give the horror those years discharged its due know that the choice we're faced with is to continue to accept stunted lives and being divided from our fellows and, moreover, deepened apathy and lost humanity as rank gets fixed in place in a rush or incrementally. Or decide to reclaim responsibility and realize the opposite of those tens by reaching out to our brothers and sisters to restore ourselves and the earth to health again.